The Lord, God, is laying out a plan for a new creation. In this new creation, everyone will get along and all people's needs will be met. The justice we've been talking about and working toward will be a reality. But I think there may be a little something we need to do as individuals and as a collective. It comes in the beginning of our scripture. It says, "Look, I'm creating a new heaven and a new earth. Past events won't be remembered. They won't come to mind." It sounds to me like we need to let go of what's blocking us. Do we have some memories, some resentments, some issues, some prejudices that we need to let go? I told the story to the children of the two wolves, but I'd like to remind us of this powerful story of how we have all this stuff inside us. We have a good, we have joy, we have generosity, we have compassion, we have love, we have faith, but we also have these other things: anger, envy, jealousy, arrogance, resentment, and sometimes we let that wolf win. Sometimes, I'm hoping most or all of the time, we feed the wolf that is good. This could be, I'm wondering, could this be what the lion and lamb represent? What if each of us have a lion, the angry, resentful, jealous side, and a lamb, the good, joy-filled kind side of us that the moral story of the two wolves was talking about? What if in a peaceable kingdom, including both the lamb and the lion, living within us in balance, yet feeding the love and peace side of us? What if this new creation is a new creation for each of us as individuals, in which we let go of the past and feed the joy? And God's new creation, what if it is also a creation of the collective, of our community? As a collective, what beliefs or issues might we need to let go of? For me, I believe the biggest belief we need to let go of as a collective, is fear. Fear that everyone is out to take more than they should. Fear of the other. Fear that the other side is going to win. I truly believe in this new creation. In this new creation, I believe in the goodness of people. I believe every person has good inside of them. Sometimes the side that comes out is the side that's filled with hurt. I believe God can and will make all things new. I know for myself, I've been made new over and over in this one lifetime, sometimes by force and sometimes by choice. I'm wondering, have you been made new, or have you needed to start over sometime in your life? I see a few nodding heads. Yeah. So do we as a collective and as individuals need to let go of the past? We need to make use of the biggest F word of all: forgiveness. What happens when we don't forgive? Well, I really like this quote from, I don't have the reference. Resentment. When we don't let go of resentment is like drinking poison and then hoping it will kill our enemies or the other person that we're upset with. The scripture says, "Look, I'm creating a new heaven and a new earth. Past events won't be remembered. They won't come to mind. Be glad and rejoice forever in what I'm creating, because I'm creating Jerusalem, or all of us, as a joy, and her people a source of gladness. So to forget the past, forgive the past. We are promised joy as we let go of the past and participate in the new creation, the new us. So what do we say joy is? Joy is gladness, not based on circumstance. Joy is just what's inside of us. What might peace look like? Scripture tells us, before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. In other words, God is always with us. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. I'd like to end with an image, and I'm not sure if it's up there, but we'll see. I'll describe it if it isn't. I selected this image because it includes individuals participating in peace so that the collective, the community, might be in peace. So the image is one of, who knows what the peace symbol looks like? Do we know what the peace symbol is? Okay. So that in this image, it was people laying in the grass, as in the peace symbol. So it couldn't be a peace symbol without any of those people. If one was taken away, it wouldn't look like the peace symbol. This may be a simple image, but what a powerful message of the new creation Isaiah tells us God is going to do, and I believe will happen. If you don't believe me, try working on yourself to let go of the past and feed the wolf of love, joy, and peace. Amen.